Good morning, and thanks for listening to ZOZ 103. Joining me in the studio, Jean Schmidt, who is bringing the Vietnam Memorial Wall, called the Wall that Heals, to Oneonta. Good morning, Jean.
Morning, Leslie. Good to be here.
So how did this come about? This is a traveling wall that goes around the country, has the names of...
all of those killed in Vietnam.
Right.
It's a half-size replica of the Vietnam Memorial Wall in Washington.
Right.
It does travel the country about 6 months a year. It gives people a chance that may not be able to get to Washington to see the wall, to get some kind of an idea of what that's all about. And like I say, it's a half size. All the names that are on the wall in Washington are on the wall that comes.
Do we have any idea how many names that is?
58,000 some odd hundred.
Wow.
I'm not sure exact number, but over 58,000.
And so, when will this wall be in Neowhile Park? And it can be observed 24 hours a day.
It comes in on May 25th. We'll bring in, it'll be a procession. It comes in panels. It comes in a large trailer. And we'll have hopefully a Patriot Guard, which is a motorcycle escort group. They'll be escorting it in along with the state police, starting
right
in Harpersville. And we'll come up Route 7 through all the small towns. They don't travel the highways like I-88 because they want people to see that it's coming and so forth.
Makes
and
sense.
You don't see very much at 65 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So
right.
I've spoken with the city police and fire department. They will meet us down by the DOT on Route 7, and then they will escort us right in up Oneida Street, right down Chestnut Street, Main Street. We'll go right by your office here. So
nice.
And then we'll go down into the park. That day is the 25th. We need 15 people that day, probably late morning, as a setup crew. And as soon as it's set up, it'll be open for people to come see. Friday night, the 26th, at 6 o'clock, we have a opening ceremony. That'll last half an hour or whatever. And the wall is still open. It will be open right through Memorial Day till about 4
right
o'clock and 24 hours a day.
And that's May 29th. Now, I understand you need volunteers not only for setup of this wall, but also to help people who come to view it to find names of those they're looking for.
Right. A lot of people do not know, how to find it. They come and they say, okay, I want to find Joe Smith. There's two books that they can look up and say, okay, I want to find Joe Smith. It'll tell you what panel of the wall it's on,
okay,
and what line it's on.
Oh, I see.
And there's markers on the wall. I think it's like every 10 rows. So if it's on row 52, you go 10, 23, and 2, and there's the name. The wall in D.C. is etched in stone, so you can make a drawing of it. Or
a relief. I know what you mean.
And this one is not. This one is painted, so you can't make that. But you can send a paper in, a form that we'll have there, and they will make an etching for you.
Really?
And send it back to you. It's really...
that's neat.
It's quite a thing. So the wall was just up in Princetown a few months ago, and Princetown is just above Duanesburg towards Albany. They have like 2,100 people. They said they got about 10,000 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
To come out and
to come out. So it's
that just
be,
gives you a sense of how important this is to people.
Oh, yes. It's very important. And the thing is that a lot of people that I've gone to, I've started my donation letters, and I'll say I'm bringing the wall that heals, the moving wall, and people look at me like I have 12 heads. They don't know what it is.
Right.
So then you have to explain it to them. That's a sad thing because you can't let this forget.
Right. I didn't have any idea that there was a traveling wall.
A lot of people don't.
Yeah, which is a wonderful thing because, like you said, not everybody can make it to Washington, D.C.
Right.
To see the original.
2 years ago, after I did the Vietnam Memorial for the guys from Oneonta, I had the pleasure of going on what they call honor flight with WW2 veterans to go to D.C. We had to bus because there wasn't enough money to fly.
Right.
But those veterans were so touched to see their memorial, and most of them would never get a chance. They were in wheelchairs and health concerns. So it means a lot for people to see something in their honor. I mean, this is all honoring all those that were killed, but it's still the remembrance. It's a way to honor fallen comrades.
Yes.
And people get very emotional about it. That's why it's open 24 hours, because some people say, I can't do that.
You might not want to be in a crowd.
Yeah. So it's open. It's a great thing. Very high demand. It's an honor to have it here.
Right. Was it quite a process to
get
it here?
It took a while. It took a while for them to make the decision. That's what it was. I called them, got the application, sent it back, and then I called and called and called and called and called.
Persistence.
And, yeah, I was persistent. And the thing about it is that I got an email confirmation it was coming the day before we went to Princetown to see it set up there. So I met with a coordinator. They have a site coordinator that comes out. So I met with him and had quite a conversation about different things on the whole thing. And I'm not sure if he'll be the same coordinator that comes here, but you have to see it. It's an incredible incredible thing. I'm looking forward to see it at night because it's lit.
Nice.
And it's, you know, it's just an awesome thing.
I bet it is. But well, hats off to you, Gene, for bringing this here. And I know a lot of folks are going to appreciate this, and it could draw quite a crowd.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Gene.
Thanks for having me.
Bringing the good news.